My name is Antonella Rosa, and I am a research granddaughter at the laboratory of Scuola Superiore Sant'Anna of Pisa, Mass Laboratory Management Health. This morning, I'm going to present to you a result of the pilot project, which started in November 2011 and finished last March. This project involved 50 Nazi homes, Tuscan Nazi homes, private, public, and charity too. But to start with, I gave a little overview about Tuscan regions and the use of target to present performance evaluation. In fact, since 2004, the Tuscan regions have been adopting a performance system for the whole healthcare system. And Mass Lab published a yearly report that you can see a download from this address, if interest occurs. And the report shows the result obtained by Tuscany healthcare authorities and district zone with regard to the healthcare performances. This report circulates among the counselor and manager working in healthcare sector and the citizens who are interested in it. Other Italian regions have adopted the same tools too. So, in 2012, the Tuscan regions decided to start a process to evaluate nursing home quality performances at variability two. Good morning. And why? There are three main reasons. The first is the demographic indicators and social and economic context. Compare, in fact, the most recent data available, the Tuscany region is one of the regions with the highest age index, dependency ratio, and life expectancy of 16.5. And the gradual aging of the population, increasing social health costs, and at the same time, the need to ensure personalized services which will guarantee a better quality of life for the elderly people, has become a major political priority regionally, nationally, and internationally too. On the one hand, in fact, the assisted and their families express a willingness to be involved and have a say in the choice of care plans. And on the other hand, the elderly today have higher expectations than their parents. In this context, for policymakers, it has become necessary to account to citizens on how public resources are used and how they have created their value for their community. So, the Tuscan region decides to analyze in integrated optics the entire change of social and health services, and in particular, long care services that today are the lesser known and measured. Okay, the second reason is the regional context. This is characterized by a great diversity of nursing homes. This slide shows the number of nursing homes in Tuscany. On the last data available, there were 30,024 nursing homes, private, public, and charity. The majority has no more than 40 beds, and the color shows the different dimension. Up to 20, from 21 to 40, and 41 to 60. The majority of nursing homes have 40 beds available, nearly 41%. They are very small facility, which is typical of Tuscan regions. The majority of these structures offer other services, such as both residential care for the elderly and semi-resident care, Alzheimer's centers, and home catering. And as you can see on the bottom left hand corner, the social fee are very a lot. and the difference. The last reasons is absence of agreed criteria and absence of database. With regard to the situation of public information about long-term care, it be must said that now in Italy there isn't a complete database on services, performance and quality of life in nursing home. There is only incomplete database regarding beds and rates, and in particular care rates. As the OECD report Old Age underlines, long-term care quality measurement lags behind in developing healthcare. Only a few OECD countries have well-done information system for care quality. So the Toscana region decided to start with a pilot project with some voluntary nursing home to try to compare the performance of a nursing home. This project consisted of two main stages. One, the map of nursing homes, organization and services in order to develop a benchmarking context in order to compare quality, equity and efficiency. And development of a systematic performance management framework. Well, which are the characteristics of this system? This system is based on the following principle. It is a management tool based on comparison. It takes into account different services and different aspects of running a business. It is flexible and suitable for any type of business, regardless of size and type. The data is returned and analyzed in a regular meeting. The second thing is that it is based on the benchmarking. The use of benchmarking is an essential tool to avoid the self-activated processes of learning from best practice in self-sustaining and adopt innovative form of management and organization in the interest of greater orientation toward the client. To implement a system of benchmarking, most organizations need to come together to identify the key processes on which to set the benchmarking analysis, object and space, and determine the manner in which the data and the measurement must be observed. And other characteristic is multidimensionality. As the multidimensional evaluation of the assist in preliminary elaboration of the plan of care and identify the main needs and objectives based on the analysis of the history and personal characteristics, also the evaluation system has been designed identifying six dimensions of synthesis to be able to highlight the fundamental aspect of the activity or company and to measure their performances. The dimensions are these: health of population, organization social care, health and health care, patient and family experience, satisfaction, organizational well-being, including the staff satisfaction, and the last, finally, efficiency. This system has another characteristic, the use of indicators. Indicators is a quantity that used to measure performances. Can be in fact prevalence or incidence of phenomena. The indicator answer to the criteria of priority, it easy, guides the action, and it is flexible to the need of the residents and suitable for all types of nursing home. It may change over time. For each indicator has a card scheduler in which, as in the example, is indicated the code and the object, pain management, the way of data collection, methodological notes, the source from which they collect the data and information that will be used for the calculation, numerator and denominator. The indicator can be observation or evaluation. Indicators of observation are used to detect context data that need to be explained to describe phenomena in the course or to highlight aspect. Evaluation indicators are used to evaluate the performance of the organization and may be composed of sub-indicators that contribute to composing the tree of the evaluation. The indicators are currently 126, 51 observation, and 75 are evaluation. The indicators are organized into trees. The head of the tree is the overall indicators that appear on the target, and its value is derived from an average of evaluation. And finally, data collection by questionnaire and web-based technology. Most indicators are calculated with data collected directly from the nursing home by filling out a questionnaire. Nursing home send data to the laboratory MES by filling a questionnaire CAWI, Computer Assisted Web Interview. At the end of loading the data, we began the task of re-exam and obtain the number obtained by the questionnaire. The final result was reached through an interactive process of comparison between researchers and the representative of the nursing home. This is the address of platform, and each nursing home participating can access to the platform with personal username and password. The platform is designed to allow the benchmark between the facility. Therefore, the participation of the new nursing home simply involves the insertion in the system, the new nursing home, and its identification code. The use of a platform can allow to create the target of synthesis for all nursing homes participating in the project and navigate to the target by clicking on the individual indicators. To see all indicators of the system benchmarking between the nursing home, refer all to all of the data by typing or nursing home, charity, profit, and public, view and download data to calculate indicators, and to access to the new to the nursing home report. Now, after data collection and re-examining result, how to calculate the performance of each indicators? To proceed to the calculation of the measurement relating to the indicators identified for each dimension, the following benchmarking have been adopted. Is available, it is considered a recognized international standard. In the absence of an international standard of reference, any standard defined by regional degree is considered. In case of absence of the regional standard, the regional average, correct with possible factoring the risk adjustment to allow comparison between companies, is considered. According to the criterion adopted, a score is assigned to each evaluation indicator. They can range from 0 to 5. The evaluation is represented by the colors from red to green. Red, like worst performance, there are wide margin for improvement. Orange is poor performance. Yellow is middle normal performance. Light green, good performance, and green, excellent. The relative score for each indicator is represented in a bar graph and reported in a summary table of the value of each facility. The rating guides the comparison between the facility, the interpretation of the observed variability, and, where necessary, action planning for improvement.
Okay.
Well, this is the target. From left to right, dimensional and show in alphabetic order. Each dimension and their indicator have a specific space on the target. The dimension health of population over 65 in the area where nursing home is hasn't a specific space on the target. And it is a target of one nursing home. Each nursing home has its own target, and on the platform you can see the target of the other. White points are the tree, the head of the tree of the indicators, and may correspond to the single indicator or the average of the indicators that make up the tree. And then, who would like to try to comment this target? And what's your opinion on the performance result of this nursing home? Buddy?
They seem to score very badly on pain.
Pain, yes, yes. Okay.
Although it is interesting that the relatives seem to be quite happy, but presumably
it's okay.
People are suffering pain unless so.
Okay.
The staff seem to have good wear time. Maybe that is also what
It's right. In fact, this nursing home has a good performance from the point of view of the dynamic of the cost and the financial viability, as well as the organizational well-being of workers. In the green area is training, internal communication, work time, relationship between operation and their manager. And the assisted also gave positive comments during the satisfaction survey. Assisted experience are he's in a green area. But this nursing home has a problem because self-restraint, pain, urinary tract infection can be improved. They are all in red area. And there is a problem because, urinary tract in red area, but incontinence in the green area. Why? It's correct, the data. And so, what do you do to improve this situation? As a manager, you probably need to check if staff and workers have received the necessary level of training, if treatment protocols are updated to the most recent guidelines, and improve the monitoring of this event, because this is the core activity of nursing home and a lot of in red area. Well, the introduction of some framework has helped nursing homes go behind the self-reference, making them more aware and responsible to respond to the assisted and their families, as well as responding to the use of resources. It was used by nursing home manager to identify critical areas and discuss with their workers the improvement action to be undertaken, the organizational changes to be introduced, and the investment which require priority. It is acting as a stimulant for quality and data management system improvement. In addition, nursing homes have stimulated to compare their performances, identify best practices. And from the Tuscan region point of view, it is also acting as a stimulant in resource and care planning. And the results were so positive that the region has promoted all the facility to adopt the evaluation system. And in fact, so there are 50 new nursing homes which have decided to adopt this PES. At the moment, the description of this project, all targets, indicators, table and graphic are all in published in Italian. But it's possible to download from this address. Thank you.